This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The flip side of that landlord-renter story we just heard is that just having a place to live at all was already out of reach for 500,000 Americans even before this whole crisis started. The catch about homelessness, of course, and the poverty that often goes along with it is that it doesn't look the same for everybody who's experiencing it. And the search for social services and public assistance can become almost overwhelming. Lauren Sandler spent a year following a young mother who was trying to get herself out of homeless shelters and out of poverty as well and into a stable place to live. Her new book is called This Is All I Got. Hi, Lauren. Good to have you on.
Hi.
Do me a favor and tell me, would you, the brief biographical sketch, I guess, of the woman you profile in this book. Her name that you have given her is Camilla.
Correct. I met Camilla in a shelter for expectant and new mothers in Brooklyn. She was 22, Dominican American. She was pregnant when I met her. And I spent a year navigating the social service system, navigating the first year of motherhood, and navigating a life of ambition and desire by her side. She's someone who had sued her parents for child support successfully when she was a teenager. She's someone who had rented her own room in Manhattan to get herself out of foster care. She's just this extraordinary woman. And it occurred to me that if she couldn't make the system work so that she wouldn't need it anymore, then perhaps nobody could. And, you know, it's not much of a spoiler to say that she couldn't.
One of the things that hit me in this book was how easy it was for Camilla to lose benefits. And there's an anecdote of her, like, missing a letter that had been mailed that, like, having missed that letter and not responded got her booted out of some program. I apologize, I forget. But it was stunning to me that that's all it took.
That is all it takes often. Or you show up for a May date with April paperwork. Or there's been some miscommunication about paperwork within the system. The number of possibilities to lose your benefits is infinite. And even for someone as tenacious and organized and just on it as Camilla, someone who can read every line of paperwork like she's an attorney, she still lost everything. And it was devastating to encounter.
She finishes an associate's degree, right? And makes the dean's list, I think?
She does. She actually made the dean's list around the time that she lost all of her benefits. She was actually going to be transferring into John Jay for criminal justice, you know, best criminal justice program in the country. The reason that she couldn't in the end was because she could find no housing in New York, so she could not go to school here.
There is a question to be asked about this book and about you, and it goes like this. Here's a woman on the lowest, I suppose, end of the income spectrum, having these problems. You, at night, got to go home to your apartment in Brooklyn. Why are you the one to tell this story?
It's a key question, and I'm so glad that you asked it. You know, I've been a journalist for over 20 years. I write a lot about data and policy. I spend a lot of time thinking about systemic issues. Certainly, there are many other people who should be telling this story too. And it should not be that I am the person to tell this story. But I actually believe that my privilege gives me the responsibility to devote my work to the things that I can help shine a light on.
We are now what certainly has the early signs of being the greatest economic crisis in a generation or more. And stories like Camilla's will become, I would guess, more prevalent. What hope do you have that among all the other flaws in this economic system that we have that are being laid bare by this crisis, attention will be paid to the one you describe in this book?
Well, I'm of two minds. I think it depends on my mood of the day. It looks really bleak a lot of the time. You know, it is stunning to me that we could come out of the best of times so ill-equipped for the worst of times, but it also doesn't surprise me. People have to feel the crisis in order to want to make the change. I am hoping very much that this is enough of a reset so that people will choose to feel something beyond their own needs and beyond their own interests, and that we have an opportunity to rethink what we can tolerate as a society. That said, that we couldn't make that happen in unprecedented prosperity makes me very nervous for what can happen in the worst of times now. I'm scared about it.
It's a book called This Is All I Got, A New Mother's Search for Home. Lauren Sandler wrote it. Lauren, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Kai, thank you so much. Take care.
You too.